My mother, may she be well, describes that what she was zocheh to see and live with as a child of parents who grew up in the shtetl in Poland was a certain sincerity and also simplicity with depth, my mother pointed out, of Polish Jews. One of the people in my life that embodied that was my Rebbe, Reb Braunschweiger Shlita, may he have a refuah shleima. And Reb Braunschweiger once made a very simple statement as a mussar, as a lesson to us. And as we will discuss today, part of what was behind what my Rebbe was describing was something that gets to that simplicity and sincerity that my mother alluded to, but also has depths in the Hasidus, depths that relate to the cobblestones of the shtetl, that we could learn and apply to whether it's the hard pavement of New York or the Jerusalem stone in Yerushalayim Hir HaKodesh, and could really be applied so much in our lives and help us understand some things in Sefer B'Midbar. Reb Braunschweiger Shlita described, when you walk down the street and you see somebody, and you should wish him a good morning. Look him in the eye, my Rebbe described. And when you wish him a good morning, think about what those words mean, he said. Truly wish him a good morning. Very simple idea. So pertinent, so relevant, so simple, and yet so sincere. Rabosai, understanding this basic idea in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, as the Baal Shem Tov Zechus HaYagon Aleinu would want us to emphasize, if you really appreciated that, we would appreciate so many deep things in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We see from Parshas Balak that there's something absolutely powerful about a blessing and a curse. Of what significance is it that an individual gives a bracha to somebody else? To the point, we're not going to get into details about every nuance, about Bilam being a Navi, and at the right time to bless or curse Klal Yisrael. At the end of the day, of what power, of what significance is the blessing? And just as significantly, just like my Rebbe wanted to ingrain into us the meaning of good morning, I believe that my Rebbe was driving at the meaning of Baruch Atah, blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew makes a bracha, when he drinks a glass of water, what is the meaning of the word Baruch? Baruch Atah, blessed are you, Hashem, our God. What are we saying? Are we blessing God? Chas v'chalila, says the Rishonim. Absolutely not. The Rabbeinu Bechaya in Devarim Ches emphasizes that the meaning is not, Baruch Atah means that we're not offering a blessing to God, but rather, on its most basic level, and I realize time after time, there's so many basic things in prayer that we just don't spend time thinking about. What do they mean? What does it mean, Baruch Atah? Blessed are you. If we're not blessing God, so then what does it mean that you're blessed? And the answer to that question is that the Pasuk tells us, Uvarech eslach mecha v'esmeimecha, that the word bracha means shefa, abundance. Blessing in the sense of all, the source of all of the world's blessing is you. Baruch, Atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atah, you are the source of all of the world's blessing. And therefore, as we continue to drink the glass of water, Shehakol Nia Bidvaro, that everything, the source of all blessing we realize, comes from you. Now, for a human being to truly go about life and find meaning in it, is he has to notice his friend and truly want to give him a blessing of good morning. Kamayim panim al panim kein lev adam al adam. the way we face each other, the way we approach each other, whether our interactions are going to be one which is bracha, which is a blessing or a klala, is what we focus on. And hence the bracha is there to remind us on its most basic level, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all blessing. Continues Rabbeinu Bechaya, but on a deeper level, there's something else that's happening that is so powerful in a bracha. Val derech Kabbalah ein habracha tzarech hedyut bilvad. The bracha is not simply for you and I to recognize the positive of each other, the positive of the world, the positive of God, the abundance of good that my Rebbe emphasized in his simplicity, that my mother described that she felt looking into the neshama of Jews of bygone years. It's not that. It's not simply for us to recognize. It's not for us to simply ask for God for more or even to thank. When we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh bazeh tosefes ruach hakdosha. What's happening is we are adding sanctity into the world. Where Rabbeinu Bechaya says is a yesod gadol in chasidus, and it's not surprising that if it's such a big yesod, it appears in the classic work of Nefesh HaChaim of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world gives us the power to add or subtract sanctity in the world, and gives us the power to generate bracha into the world. Or vice versa, klala. Let's stop right there. That is the power of bracha. And the power of bracha is not for an admor, is not simply for a chassidish, a rebbe, even though that in itself is extremely important. Any tzaddik that gives a bracha. But it's a power that you and I have. That's what my Rebbe said, and you could intend to wish him a good morning. Because that power of tosefes kedusha, tosefes tov, boker tov, a good morning. My ears grated when I heard someone say, Boker mediocre. It's a great line. But Boker mediocre is not the essence of bracha, of sharing bracha with each other. V'lachin continues, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Anu maskir mitfilosenu tisparach tisromen. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we bless him. Bless him. Termamore Chazal. Malachim asking to be blessed. We bless God. Not that we have any power per se that we could add anything to God, but God's manifestation in this world. God in this world. His bracha in this world. How much blessing is there going to be in this world? Kemayim panim ala panim kein leva adam ala adam. Ela gam bipoal sha'al yideh amirisein baruch hareyanu gormim with psichas ha-shefa. We bring and we encourage shefa in this world. In other words, baruch atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are saying we are accepting your abundance and your goodness, and thereby we are opening up ourselves as to be able to be kalim, utensils, to accept even more. What an amazing look at the universe. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says this in the Nefesh HaChaim. That's the power of the blessing. That's the power in which our enemies are going to focus on our shortcomings. Or as HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes Bilam to say, Ma tovu alecha Yaakov mishkenosecha Yisrael. Even what our enemies do. Whether we're able to turn our enemies into friends. Sometimes it's beyond our control. But sometimes if we present to the world Ma tovu alecha Yaakov, how beautiful the tents of Yaakov are, then that brings more bracha into the world. Bracha brings bracha. It's al derech HaKabbalah. All that is part of good morning. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that our days should be ones of goodness, where we focus goodness in the world. And the idea of Kabbalah is not so fantastic and beyond if we have the words of Rabbeinu Bechaya, va'al derech ha-kabbalah, the power of a bracha. And hence, whether Bilam gives us a bracha or he gives us a klala, that in itself could have tremendous power in our existence, because what a man of stature does, and every single one of us are men of stature, could bring bracha and kedusha into the world. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the siyata to Shemaya to be mekadesh Shem Shemaya.